I was wondering what connection the thought of reverence for God has with all of the characters that we have talked about so far. Because we read at the very beginning, verse 6, but without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and also that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And I was wondering how the fact that we need to be challenged in our own souls as to reverencing God for who he is, so that the offering of Abel was done according to the word of God, because he saw that in his parents and he was convicted in his heart that this was the proper offering to bring. The same thing with Noah and others. And now when we look at Abraham being called out, there was a reverence, an appreciation, but also a reverence for who God is, that he's not a man. And when God calls, that there should be a response. And we find that he obeyed, because he also had this perspective of the God of glory. But I think in our day, faith in action first, I believe, begins in having reverence towards God.
If I might just quickly add, the call again is associated with where Abraham was. He was in Ur of the Chaldees, a very idolatrous system. And so the heir of Abraham was then attuned to the voice that called him. In the midst of the hustle and bustle of the idolatrous system, here is a man who responds to a call that was far different from the call of idols. It was the call of the God of glory.
I was thinking along the line that Abraham was not exposed to God because he was in an area of idol worship, but God called him. Seems to me that the faith here is personal. And as we look at the others that we look on here, we see the evidence that something is happening. Now, others looking on might have a different view in mind, and would, in the case of Noah, he was not in his right mind. What are you doing? Rain hasn't fell before, and it was foolishness. But for those who are connected to God, it's real, because there's a connection with God. And I like the thought of Abraham, because he was called out from among a group of people, idol worshippers. He responded to God, and he moved, and he became the father of the faithful. So I think that is interesting in Abram's case.
What is emphasized in the faith of Abraham? And I think emphasize is that there is only hope in the life of Abraham. And that is the total different to the verses 1 to 7. Because in the verses 1 to 7, we have the principle of faith. And so we can't use other verses from other books of the Bible, because here we have the principles. But now we turn to Abraham, and there we have always the hope which he had. And I think the very important verse in verse 8 is the end of this verse, not knowing where he was going. So the basis was hope. We read a second time in verse 17 that something about the faith of Abraham. And again, we have the same basis in verse 19, counting that God was able to raise. The basis was hope. And I think that makes these verses total different than the verses 1 to 7. Because here we have a total other situation. Abraham had hope. And that was, or that is one of the bases which we need for faith.
It is important to say why Abraham's calling, and why was he
Why did he become the example of faith? Because you would say, if we're talking only on the principle of faith, Abel should have been only on the principle. But God, in his sovereign way, he chose this man to be this father of all them that believe. That's what the scripture says. And I really believe it's helpful to understand somehow, why is it? The calling we have heard, what it is in simplicity, God called us from something that is natural into something that connects us with the counsels of God, something greater, the God of glory. He shows him something greater. But when the calling came, it wasn't that easy, because the words of God, get thee out of your father's house. I want you to take hold of that truth, why Abraham is. Every test that came upon Abraham, now listen to this carefully, every test that came upon Abraham was in relationship to his natural ties. Now think about it for a moment. Abel has to offer a sacrifice. We can all do that. Enoch walked with God. You know what? God is going to bring us to glory despite who we are, as long as we know him. Noah, because he loved his household, he wanted to provide a means of salvation. But Abraham, was every test on him was with all the natural ties around him. Think, from your father's house. Ishmael, cast him out. Isaac, offer him for me. You go even at the departure of Sarah. You know what he did? He gave all his other children gifts and sent them away from who? From Isaac. Dear brethren, if the principle of faith is going to be so in full display in your life and mine, we have to learn this lesson that natural ties have to be completely set aside when it comes to the things of God. That Abraham had proved that God comes before my son. God comes before my wife. God comes before anything that connects me naturally, because he is the God of glory. And that's why I certainly believe that Abraham was this example, because he was able to set natural ties aside for the glory of the blessed God himself.
So what we find emphasized in Abraham is the principle of separation. And I believe that in connection to this whole matter of faith, there is also the thought of separation from evil. And we see this because we know from Genesis 11 and 12 that God is calling, and also the reference in Joshua, that we see that Abraham himself was a worshiper of idols. So this principle of separation is very important. I believe in Moses we have the principle of service too as well. But here I believe that God is emphasizing to us this principle of separation. If I say that I have faith in God, I need to live a life separate from evil. As a consequence of Abraham's separation, right, he can be a testimony for God. And moreover, he can be a source of help, particularly when Lot was overtaken with the enemies of the world. Abraham, because he was in that place of separation, he can rescue Lot. And I believe, beloved, since we are called by God, just like Abraham was, we are also called. And we need to live a life of separation from the evil that is in this world.